This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
And this episode, it's another episode of our Tuesday Talks.
It is.
Talking Tuesday. Tuesday Talks with Dan and Lacey.
Yeah.
I feel like we need like a fireplace. Like it's like that, you know, like.
Like a calm.
Yeah, like it needs to be calm and relaxing.
Like maybe like snowing outside.
It's snowing. We're drinking some tea, maybe some hot chocolates.
Yeah.
We're just getting to know each other. We're just talking.
Yeah.
But the, I don't know, fireside chat kind of feel.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I would much prefer the ocean and a margarita, but you know, you can do your snowy fireplace if you want.
All right, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, so Jill from Texas wrote in, and she wrote in a lot, but I'm going to just kind of skip to her question. And she said, my question really relates to STDs and STI testing. In your experience, what is the best interval for testing yearly, every 6 months, quarterly, etc.? How in-depth testing would you recommend doing? Blood work versus swabbing, the bits in the mouth? Lastly, is there a place or way to find lifestyle-friendly providers to be able to talk about these things with?
That is a great question. You said that was Jill?
Yeah.
And she's from Texas.
Yeah, which we do have several podcasts on STDs over the years if you want to go back and listen to like a full one. Yes. But I think we can do like a quick 20-minute.
Right. So
like,
this is a Tuesday Talks just about the frequency of STI testing that we either do or recommend. If you want to learn more about STIs and what they are and how they work and why you have to worry about this one and not this one and what testing you need for this, go listen to the Doctor Store STI podcast.
And we also have a Shameless Care one.
And we have one with Shameless Care, who is a online provider of STI testing. So that's two good in-depth conversations about STIs if you want to get more information.
So there's several things here. So I guess let's start with how often should someone get tested? And my question to you is, how active are you? Dan and I are pretty damn active. We are hoes, for lack of a better word. So we personally get tested every 3 months, we do test on different months.
Right.
So essentially, we're going about a 45-day period without one or the other being tested.
Right. And we'll even, like, if we have a upcoming event, we'll try to plan it so, like, one of us is being tested right after the whatever the big event
like
is.
Yeah, like, example, we were...
Just at Secrets?
Yeah, we were just at Secrets. And so when we got home, I tested. And so that one has came back clean. Oh, I hate that word, clean. It came back negative. Right. Sorry. And now we're going on the Bliss Cruise. So when we get home from the Bliss Cruise, it'll
I already
be,
got my test here waiting
It's already on. Here waiting on you. You probably will give it like a week just you know, to be on the safe side. You'll test. And then by the time we go on, go to Hedo, we will have
another test another for you. Clear. We're back
yeah.
From that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we do it. But again, we are active monthly. Mm-hmm. We also make content, which adds another layer to it. However, we still use protection. So it's essentially just swinging. But it is very common in the content creation world that you show each other your
I actually love how open content creators are about testing. I think the lifestyle community as a whole could learn something from the way content creators handle it, because it's like they all ask every time. It's very often that you don't even have to ask and they'll send you, you know, screenshots of their results. I even know, I think with the talent testing, there's some way you can actually like, you can log in on yourself and if they give you their info, you can check their results online. Yeah. So it's not like a screenshot that you have to worry about if it's been doctored or not. Mm-hmm. So I really like the way the adult content creation, adult you know, porn industry handles testing.
Yeah, it's just not a taboo thing. It's just like, here are my test results. Okay, great. Here's mine. Or I'll be tested next week. You know, whatever your case is, there's just like, it's just very open communication. Kind of how swingers are about protection. It, mm-hmm. You know, like how we're like, oh, yeah, we always use kind of same sort of thing.
Yeah, in that community, it's very normalized to share testing and talk about testing.
So that is why, you know, we would still be getting the test that often, even without being content creators. But it does add, I just think it's worth noting that we are. So that would be my advice to you, is determine how often you play. If you go on two trips a year, test two times a year. I mean, if you are active every single month, I think something kind of like every quarter, every 3 months is probably okay. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. I think she think Shameless Care, don't they have a quiz you can take?
Yes.
Where they recommend what tests you take.
They do.
And how often you take them.
Yeah. So basically, you put in there how often you play, how many new partners you play with. Because, you know, if you're sleeping with the same people every time, that is different. And it'll tell you how often you should be tested. They also have a thing like, if you like before and after, like let's say you're going to Hedo, but you don't, you're not very active in the lifestyle other than that. Like you take, they'll send you a test to take before and a test to take after. So there's definitely options.
Yeah.
There.
And it gets even into play style, right? Like if you have anal sex or if you do oral sex, when you, you know, when you're doing those three, when are you using protection? When are you not using protection? Yeah. That is probably my biggest recommendation is if you really are unsure of how often you should be getting tested, go to shamelesscare.com. And even if you don't buy the tests from them, take that test.
They have a lot of really good information on their website, a lot of really resources. So definitely use their website. So to piggyback off of that, one of her other questions was...
Well, I have one more comment.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, about the testing thing. Another thing I will say is insurance companies... Most insurance companies do regulate how often they will pay for testing.
Yeah. So that kind of goes with my next place, like where to find how to get tested. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes with that.
Well, I thought you were going.
Sorry. No, I was going because she asked where to go. Do you go to your family doctor or is there a place that you can go that's more lifestyle friendly? I will say I have went to my family doctor and it is awkward. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be. they're providing a service. It shouldn't be awkward. But when everybody in your family goes to the same doctor, it is awkward. I don't know how to make it not, you know? Right. So yes, there are places that will provide a test for you. Shameless Care is one of them, which we are an affiliate for. But by no means you have to use them. We just do suggest them. Yeah. There are several. You could do your research. There is talent testing, which you could still do that, even though you're not a content creator. You could go to your family doctor. There are also testing labs. I know, like, locally we have ones like Quest. It's, mm-hmm. you know, a big company, and you go in, you're not really seeing a doctor.
Right.
You're just going in to have your blood drawn or swabs and all that. So it's pretty easy. But like Dan said, if you go to your family doctor and your insurance, they may not cover all the tests that you need.
Yeah, so that was going to be my point, is most insurances will regulate how often. So for me and Lacey, we can only take one test every 3 months. So that's the max that we can take, mm-hmm. and not have to pay out of pocket for it. Mm-hmm. So there are times when we pay out of pocket especially for content, if we mm-hmm. get a content shoot lined up and we need a more recent test, we'll go get one and pay out of pocket for it. There are several states that do like free testing, mm-hmm. and they'll some of them will even send tests to your home. So definitely get on your state's website or Google, you know, STI testing in, you know, whatever state you are, and see what kind of services there are. A lot of cities and counties, you can go into local clinics and get free mm-hmm. testing and stuff like that. So definitely research that and see what testing is available to you at low to no cost, because you can definitely save some money, because some of those tests are pretty expensive.
They are. They can get pretty pricey. And I think now is a great time to talk about. She wanted to know what in-depth testing should they do, swab versus blood work. Are we swabbing our mouth? Are we swabbing our private areas? And I think this is a really good conversation. I don't know that we have time to really talk about it a lot, but I do know that, again, we want to point you back to those podcasts, because we're going to touch on it, but we're by no means experts.
Right.
And to be honest with you, we still have questions too. It is super confusing. And like, if we have good friends that we were chatting with this like maybe a month or so ago, and we still get confused too. But we'll do our best to kind of walk you through this. But I really think you should probably listen to those in-depth podcasts. Right. Per Robert at Shameless Care, you and Dr. Stewart, you need a mouth swab.
Right.
Most STD tests, if you go to your family doctor, they do not do that. When you go to a doctor and you say, I need a full panel workup.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's whatever they think a panel is. Mm-hmm. And what one doctor who's more familiar with STDs, STIs, thinks is, and versus another who doesn't really deal with it, is two totally different things. Most places, they're not going to swab your mouth. They're not going to swab your booty.
Rectum.
I was going to say booty. I didn't know what to say. Uh-huh. They're just not going to do that. And so a lot of these companies that are geared towards a lifestyle or geared towards people, like I know, like local state, like health, like I went to a place locally before, like when I first got in the lifestyle, and it wasn't like a health department, but it was something kind of in the middle. It was, you know, like there was a lot of gay men there, but it was open to anyone.
Right. It was just kind of a local state funded sex clinic.
Yeah, it was like a state funded, like something like that. They were swabbing it. They did everything. Mm-hmm. And so you definitely need to make
sure. Where they specialize in STI testing.
Yes. Yeah. So you definitely want to make sure you're finding something like that. And if you are communicating with someone and they're like, oh, I got a full panel. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So I will say, if you're going to be tested, and there are, the interesting thing to me is, like, when you talk to Dr. Storm stuff, there's like new STIs out, you know, there's like, not new, less common STIs that sometimes will have outbreaks and stuff that, you know, maybe you should be getting tested mm-hmm. for. And again, I refer back to like the adult industry. They're actually really good at staying on top of mm-hmm. like what the current risks are and what people should be getting tested for. And they actually, you know, somewhat regulate that. So that's good. So yeah, definitely your family doctor is not the best like source of mm-hmm. information for that. So, but definitely you can get tests there. I would highly recommend, you know, self-educating yourself, going to like Shameless Care, listening to some podcasts and stuff, and kind of understanding what you should be getting tested for. And then when you go to your family doctor, at least you can be like, hey, can I just want to verify with you? I am getting these tests. But if you are not, if they're not if they're not swabbing your throat, your rectum, mm-hmm. doing some kind of blood work, and then either swabbing or you're peeing in something, they're not testing all the things that probably need to be tested.
Correct.
Right. Now, if you're not having any anal sex and you don't do anything with your butt, maybe you don't need your butt swabbed, but most people do oral stuff. Yeah. So you definitely need your mouth swabbed.
Yeah. And that, it just to like really quick give you like a rundown of shameless care, Robert's story. He was contacted by somebody that he had played with, and they said, you gave me, was it gonorrhea?
I think it was gonorrhea.
Yeah, it was like, you gave me gonorrhea. And he's like, no, I have a full panel. I have a test. It's all negative. He's like, it's not me. And she was like, you are the only one that I've slept with. And he went to his doctor, whoever, come to find out no one had ever swabbed his mouth. And he, in fact, did have gonorrhea in his mouth and no symptoms whatsoever. So he did give that to his friend. And that kind of sparked his interest in this. And it ended up, he opened his own company to help protect other lifestylers against stuff like this. And it's crazy how many people you meet that have these full workups and that have never been swabbed. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to like self-educate and make sure you're advocating for yourself so you're getting all of these done.
Yeah. And it's very important. And I think up until, you know, becoming, you know, getting so active in this lifestyle and then having like the different doctors and stuff on the podcast, I would have went to my family doctor, had a test and never thought twice. I would have thought that was legit. Like
me too. Honestly. I mean, I did that, you know, when the first times I did go to one of those clinics and that was great. But the only reason I went there is because I was too embarrassed to go to my family doctor. I didn't want to have an awkward conversation. And so I just like Googled until I found some place to go. But I highly suggest looking. And even there are even some companies that do STD testing.
On the internet.
On the like internet.
Those at-home kits.
Those at-home kits that do not have the throat swab. So before you purchase anything, just make sure that you read it exactly, because if it says they're testing for like gonorrhea, let's make sure it's a mouth swab.
Mm-hmm. Well, both.
Both. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you definitely need both. But so that would be my suggestion. Is there anything else that we missed?
No, I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Definitely. You want to get tested as much as you need to get tested. Go to shamelesscare.com, take their survey, and that'll tell you. It'll actually tell you which tests they recommend you, mm-hmm. you're taking and how often. You take them and go get it done. Because let's be honest, if you want to be an active part of this community, there's some expectations that you're doing the right thing and taking care of other people in this community. Because most of us are friends, right? Mm-hmm. And so the last thing you want to do is give one of your friends a disease that you could have prevented. Most of them are very easy preventable, and if you do catch them, they're very easy. You take some antibiotics and they're gone in a week or two. It's all you're good to go and back to business as usual. I think we need to destigmatize the whole, like, if somebody catches an STI that they're dirty or unclean, or like, you know, some of these it's as easy as catching as mm-hmm. the common cold is, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's really nothing you can, you know, not a lot people can do to prevent some of them. So I think it's definitely something that we need to continue to talk about and educate about and help normalize so that people are safe out there.
Yeah. And a little pro tip to finish this off: when you get your results, screenshot it and save it to your phone. So that way, if you are at a club and you're ready to get down, you're not having to like log in and pull your medical records. You have it right there. You could quickly show it. You know, if you have good results and they're fresh and new and they're not like 6 months old, you should be able to pull them up super quick. And so to me, like, if somebody's like, oh, let me see if I can figure out how to find them, they're probably lying. So yeah.
I've heard that before, right? Like people have asked somebody for the results and they like,
I can't
get them because of HIPAA or something. And
they're
it's
at
like,
home.
If they're telling you some craziness like that, most of the results now come digitally straight to your email. And you can screenshot them.
And to be honest with you, if I'm looking at somebody's, I'm not usually like memorizing their last name and their.
Well, if you really, I mean, crop that out or black it out or you do whatever if you're worried about that part of it.
I just usually look real quick to make sure everything is like on ours are like green or red.
Like,
so
yeah, like stoplight
like,
kind of.
Yeah, like green, green, green. Okay, good to go. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Great advice. All right. I think that answers that question.
Yeah.
If you have a question for us for Tuesday Talks, is there something that you've been wondering and you want further explanation or us to explain. It doesn't necessarily have to be swinging related. It could be other topics as well. Please email us at theswingnation@gmail.com and put Tuesday Talks in the subject line, and we'll get to that, and hopefully we'll answer your question here on one of these episodes.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Lacey?
That's it.
All right. I think with that, in a world full of apples,
be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.